Can that person be guided whose evil deeds are so fair-seeming to him that he considers them good? The fact is that Allah leaves to stray whom he wills and guides whom he pleases. Therefore, O Prophet, let not your soul expire in sorrow on their account. Allah is aware of all their actions. It is Allah who sends forth winds to raise up the clouds, then drives them to a dead land, and therewith revives the earth after its death. Similar will be the resurrection of the dead. If anyone is seeking honor, let him know that all honor belongs to Allah alone. Good words ascend to him, and good deeds are exalted by him. As for those who plan evil deeds, they shall have severe punishment, and their plots will be brought to nothing. It is Allah who created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then he made you pairs. No female conceives or delivers without his knowledge. No long-lived man grows old or has his life cut short, but is written in a book. Surely all this is easy for Allah. The two bodies of water, of which one is sweet and pleasant to drink, and the other is salty and bitter, are not alike. Yet from each kind of water you eat fresh meat and extract ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships plow their course through them to seek the bounty of Allah, that you may be grateful. He causes the night to pass into the day, and the day into the night. And he has made the sun and the moon to serve you. Each one follows its course for an appointed term. Such is Allah, your Rabb. His is the kingdom. And those to whom you pray besides him do not even own a thread of a date stone. If you pray to them, they cannot hear your prayers. And even if they could hear you, they could not answer you. On the day of resurrection, they will deny your associating them with Allah. O mankind, none can inform you about all this like the one who is all aware.